There's a movie about to launch that'll scare the bejesus out of you.
Hey, what the hell are you doing? Do you know what time it is?
You know how I told you I work with my Uncle Jacob? I help him clear demons from people.
Hey, what the hell are you doing? Do you know what time it is?
What the hell is going on there? It's called The Possessed, and the director, Chris Sun, who we know so well in this area, joins us this morning. Chris, welcome.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. You are so welcome. You are a multi-award-winning horror writer and director. Chris, how does one start this journey of horror writing? Did it start as a kid?
Well, no, not really. I mean, when I was a young fella, I was definitely into horror movies. I loved horror movies, and was actually a fan of Evil Dead. My brother and I snuck out five, and I think it was about seven or something. Mum and Dad were watching it upstairs, and my brother's a lot tougher than me. He's a bit of a tough nut these days. But when we were kids, we thought we'd sneak outside around the house, and we were looking in through the window watching Evil Dead. And I remember my brother was like, you know, hiding down in the bushes, and here I was going, "Oh, this is amazing." So I think I've definitely always had a love for horror, but certainly not a, you know, it was never a passion or a dream to grow up and be a horror director or writer. I sort of fell into all of that.
But that's what's happened now, mate. After a Ball, which of course seen it got critical acclaim. I mean, also Charlie's Farm has now become one of these big Hollywood success stories. I mean, you're a sought after man these days. Hollywood loves you, Chris.
Oh, I think so. I mean, it's, you know, I mean that's nice. I mean, you go over there, it's a whole different world. You know, making movies in Australia is definitely different than making them in Hollywood. And I've received four scripts in the last, I think, 3 weeks. To direct out in America in early 2022. I haven't accepted anything yet. In fact, I got in trouble because I haven't read them. They think that I'm actually ignoring them when I'm not. We're just trying to get ready for our premiere. And what's more important to me is the local industry, the local community here, and having my movie. Once we do that, then sure, I'll look at, you know, other things on the table. But I'm also working on a monster film for next year as well. So it'd be cool to get back in there and, you know, start killing people again, guys. Only on a movie.
Yes, exactly.
Well, actually, I was going to ask you that, Chris. When you're casting people, and I know often you'll have casting directors to help with that, but do you ever, when you meet people, are you in your head thinking, yeah, I could really mess you up and that'd look fantastic on my screen?
Guys, I had a function with Kevin Rudd the other week, and that was nice to meet. It was nice to meet Kev because he grew up in Nambour, I grew up in Nambour, and he calls me, you know, Chris the Horror Guy. But in front of all his, you know, friends and all these film people, I don't know what happened, but it just fell out of my mouth. And we had to go around the room and introduce ourselves. And for some stupid reason, I said, "I want to cut your head off in a movie." And of course, he accepted. Who does that? Of course he does. So I think all these people looked at me like, "Dude, no, don't say that to Kevin Rudd." But of course, yeah, I did.
Kevin 07, I can't wait to see that either.
I can see a Chris Sun retrospective. We go back in time when, you know, Chris actually gets to launch the monster back into Kevin's campaign and then it just derails massively.
Hey, you know, I'd give it a crack. I'd totally give it a crack.
Yeah, yes, would. You would. Now, as you mentioned, you're a Nambour boy, born and bred. It must make you so proud, I would imagine, to be able to film some of these movies and your scenes in our beautiful local area, for example, Candanga.
Oh, absolutely. Like, all my films have been filmed here. I mean, The Possessed, we ended up shooting it on the Gold Coast, which really broke me a little bit because we wanted so bad to shoot it here on the Sunny Coast.
Yeah.
I've had them agree that the next film will be shot up here, here and a little bit up north. But it is cool. I mean, we've got everything you could want here. And it doesn't matter whether you make a horror movie, drama, comedy, action film. The Sunny Coast has got it all. So there's nothing better than, you know, being in your hometown, you know, or your, you know, your own, you know, area, and creating, you know, these movies that get seen around the world. I mean, I never would have thought 10 years ago when I started this that my movies would be on top of yellow cabs in New York and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and, you know, billboards, and, you know, and now, you know, here I am today, you know, with my next film. So it's definitely cool to see the Sunny Coast get put on the map every time we bring one out.
Now, The Possessed is doing one screening only at the Gympie Cinemas on Sunday night, so get hold of your tickets for that. The Black Carpet premiere, no tickets left for that through Moshtix, so if people want to get down to the night quarter.
Absolutely. And we're encouraging people to come down too. If they want to come down, check it out on the night. You know, the limo's pulling up, and, you know, we've got Lincoln. Unfortunately, some of the cast, because of COVID, you know, can't make it over the border. But there's lots of different, you know, celebrities turning up on the night, local celebrities, influencers, and, of course, some of the actors, the Queensland actors from the film, Well, I'll be there, so it'll be a fun night anyway. And I think the Night Quarter, I drove past there this morning, and they've got bloody all these show rides going up. It's going to be a big event.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be sensational. And let's get everyone dressed up.
Absolutely, yeah, except for me. I don't dress up.
I was going to say. Well,
you look horrific as you are, Chris. But, mate, before you go, Angie Kent does her acting debut in this. She's pretty cool.
Mate, Angie is amazing. I mean, she was a little bit nervous at the start, but I tell you what, I mean, over my career now, I've directed a lot of people from Hollywood actors to, you know, up-and-comers. And Angie Kent's one of those people that amazes you. Like, you can give her, I can give her a Hollywood direction, the DOP, the first AD will all tell her something, you know, and she'll go out and she remembers everything. So I think Angie could actually have a little career in acting if she wanted to give it a solid crack. She did really well in this film. And look, if I was to cast Angie again, I'll be honest, I'd probably have to kill her. There's no spoilers for this one, but I'm just saying it would be violent.
That's it. Is she a good? Is she a good screamer, Chris?
See, actually, she is.
Of
course, no spoilers. But Angie got to undergo prosthetics in this film. A lot of things that you know, people that have never been in a feature film before or want to be would love to do, and Angie got to do it all in this film. So I'm excited for people to see her performance, and of course, how we. Yeah, pretty her up a little bit. You know, we make her a little bit more pretty. And I think that Angie for listening. But I think we did a good job. She was proud.
All right.
Oh, well, so excited to see this movie, The Possessed. So excited to see the prosthetics. Love a good prosthetic.
It's called The Possessed. And as I said, Gympie Cinema's doing one screening on Sunday night. And, of course, get hold of the tickets and see the screenings. I think Majestic Theatre in Nambour have also got it. Can't wait to see Chris's latest event, The Possessed. Check it out.